Welcome to the Government Payroll. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Why is it that the more the government does, the more jittery investors get? I mean, if we compare this, what metaphor hasn't been beaten to death yet? If we compare this to a ship hitting an iceberg, seeing the crew lower the lifeboats should make the passengers feel cheerful, right? As long as there are enough lifeboats? Yes. Which is why the Federal Reserve lowered another one today. It's buying what's described as massive amounts of the short-term debts known as commercial paper, so that companies can continue a very popular social program known as paying their employees. Now, keep in mind that the reason banks no longer buy this commercial paper is because nobody is sure that the companies can pay it back, whereas, should that happen to the government, it can just pay itself back. But Dave, you may ask, why don't they just airdrop $20 bills on payday? Because that would be silly. They should just let us all print our own paychecks like we do boarding passes. By the way, don't say this out loud, but it sounds like we're nationalizing the banking system. Now, some critics want to blame this on all those home loans for people in poor neighborhoods. They're the ones who started this when they began defaulting. We should have limited home loans to the rich, and this would never have happened. What metaphor can I use for that one? Let's use the house of cards. The problem with a house of cards is not the one card that slips and collapses the whole thing. The problem with the house of cards is the moron who picked playing cards as a building material. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.